Okay, let's see. We're dealing with Adam HaMazik, and the Gemara said, "My Avisama told us this day. What's the Av and what's the Tal of Adam HaMazik?" So the Gemara says, "Havimina b'shitema Av Neyar Telda Yashen." But it's not true. But Tanan Adam Uud La'olam Bein Er Bein Yashen. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Pash Pshat in the Gemara, you might think the Gemara is asking that Yashen is an Av. So Taisus says that's not the Gemara's kasha. Taisus Vatanan Adam Uud La'olam. Taisus Leiparach the Yashen Nami Havi Av. Taisus says we're not asking that sleeping is also an Av. Because the Darash Allah be Gemara Parakeit said. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that Tolda Sam Kiyaitabahan. How could you say the Av is air and the Tolda is Yashe? And that's where Rav Papa said Tolda Sam Lav Kiyaitabahan can't be. Because over here, Tolda Sam is Kiyaitabahan. Over here, the Tolda is like the Av. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, before I get into the pilpul here, I just want to point out to you that Lefi HaEmes, Yashen is an Av. Taisus is not saying that Yashen is not an Av. Taisus says, Loi Parech, the Yashen Ami Havi Av, the Gemara's Kasha isn't that it's an Av. That's not the Gemara's Kasha, where is it being a Parech? It sounds like from Taisus that Lamaskana Yashen is a Tolda. But in the previous Taisus, the Taisus told the Yashen that Taisus brings that Lefi HaEmes Yashen is an Av. Yes, that's not the sugya here. The sugya is to say that even if you're going to argue with me and say Yashen is a Tolda, so it's Kiyot Behem anyway. But Lefi HaEmes, we're going to try when everything is finished and we finish up the whole sugya and we say, all right, what's a Tolda to this? What's a Tolda to this? We're going to come to Adam, say, what's a Tolda to Adam? Don't start saying Yashen. Because Taisus, at least in the Taisus told the Yashen, says that it's not. Maskon is Karlei Av. So the Emes is it's an Av. But the Gemara now is asking that even if it's a Tolda, Tolda same is Kiyotabeh. Shrekite here on the Sugya is that the Gemara on Daf Chavavam Beis says that when you're mazik, Yashen, other mazik was Yashen, that's mazik, is potter medala dvarim. That means he's chayiv to pay nezek. But he doesn't have to pay sheves, tzar, ripli, and baishas. The dala dvarim, which memaneh mazik is always potter from, shor and bor and esh is always potter from, Adam Yashen is also potter from abba dvarim. He's chayiv to nezek and potter from abba dvarim. The kasha is that what is Taisa say? That the Gemara's kasha is told the same ki yaita behem. That the tolda that Taisa is saying now that we're going that Yashen is a tolda, and even if it's a tolda, the Gemara is saying, what do you mean? Yashen and Er have the same exact din. Told the same ki yaita behem. Frakta nachlas tri. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Er is chayiv to pay nezek, tzar, ripu, shevus, and vashus. Adam mazik is chayiv to pay everything. And Yashen, which you're going now that it's a tolda, Yashen is potter from, only pays nezek, is potter from tzar, ripu, shevus, and vashus. So bazai, there's a very big difference. It could be Yashen is a tolda, and tolda same laf ki yitzabem. What's laf ki yitzabem? It's potter from the arba devarim, it's chayiv nezek. So why didn't the Gemara answer that Yashin is a Tolda and Tolda Sam Lafiyatiban Darba Devarim? This is the Kasha on this Gemara. If you remember when we started, Rashi learned Tolda Sam Lafiyatiban means what? Tolda is, well, the Gemara is the Nibayi. All Tolda Sam Kiyatiban Monat. Rashi learned the Tzad is that the Tolda is Pata Lagamri. Rashi said the Gemara was asking, is Tolda Sam Potel Lagamri? Okay, according to Rashi, this whole Gemara is looking for toldos that are totally potter. So this kasha, this kasha is not so shver. Rashi could say, okay, the Gemara was looking for a tolda that's potter lagamri, and Yashin is not potter lagamri. So the kasha is not so shtar. However, according to everybody else, the way we learn, the Gemara is looking not for a told as potter, it should just be lav ki yaitzeh, but it shouldn't be the same. So why did the Gemara answer that Yashin is potter from Arba Adivar? So the stipler is madchik that when the Gemara asked Tolda Seyam Lav Kiyaita, then we meant we're looking for a Tolda that's Chayiv Chati Nezik. I think he brings it to Lashon of one of the Rishayim, the Rif maybe. That we're looking for a Tolda that's Chati Nezik. And Yashin is not Chati Nezik, so that's why the Gemara didn't say it. Because we're looking after something that's Chati Nezik. It's not a satisfying teretz. We're looking, the Tolda should be not like the Av. You tell me we're looking dafka for Chatzin Ezek, that's not the Sugi Sagamara. We're looking for a Tolda that's different. So there's a nice Teretz, an Emerson Teretz in the Sefer Oil Torah brings from the Sefer Darkei David. He says a very Geshmaka Teretz. What was the Kasha? When you're awake and you're mazik, you pay five things. And yoshen, when a person's sleeping and he's mazik, he pays one thing. I mean, that's it. So for the same, not the Yitzhak. He says, no. The din of Dafcha Vav is that every oinis, if you're mazik ba'oinis, if the ma'aseh hezek happens ba'oinis, shalai b'kavana, you pay only nezek, and not tsari, pushevas, and vayishas. The halacha is a halacha which is true for all for Sefer the Av and Sefer the Toldos. It's not a difference between the Av and the Toldos. The din that you only pay all five things if you're mechavin, and if you're not mechavin, you only pay nezek. That's true across the board. When we are saying that a sleeping person only pays nezek, it's because the mitzias of a sleeping person is a different mitzias than an awake person. Mitzias is a sleeping person is mazik shaloi b'kavana. That's the mitzias. A sleeping person is mazik shaloi b'kavana. An awake person generally is mazik b'kavana. You can have an awake person is also mazik shaloi b'kavana. That the halacha is the same for the av and the tolda. It's all the same kiyotimah. Just like the av always pays five things for mechavin and just nezek pay in the mechavin. What's in the Talda? Always pays five things for mechavin and one thing for in the mechavin. Now it's true that a sleeping person is always saying the mechavin. It's always the yashin is always saying the mechavin. It's a mitzvah. But the halacha, the din is the same. The din that a Mechavim pays five things, and Mechavim pays one. It's true, side for the Av and side for the Talmud. So that's not called for the same Lav Ki Yitzvah. Because the rule is the same rule. The rule is, Av or Talda, Mechavim, you pay five things, and Eina Mechavim, you pay just Nezek, and you put them out by the bar. Yes, the rule is the same. The Gemara couldn't answer that told the same is Lav Ki Yitzvah. Okay, so let's see. The Gemara goes from Yashin. Yashin we are going to discuss after Sukkis when we get to the Taisus on Dalet Amud Aleph. It's a very, very sadistic Taisus, and we'll come back to it. In the meantime, the Gemara goes to a second possible Tolda of Adam. Ela Akichai V'niyai. What are Akichai V'niyai? Akichai V'niyai are the saliva or the spit of a person that caused the hezek. Where it says the Tolda of Adam is the saliva of the or the whatever body fluids of a person that caused the hezek. How did they cause a hezek? Hechidam. Iba hadida ozli kamaski. If a person spit And as the spit is flying through the air, it's masik, he spits on a painting or something, he ruins it. Kaiche havo. What does that mean? Ibadi das become maski. If when a person spits, he spits on something and causes a damage. Kaiche havo. It's Adam. Is that what it means? Let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Kaiche hu. Hainu Adam gufai v'chayiv. That's Adam amazik. That pshat is how you understand. Kaiche means it's Adam amazik. It's the av of Adam amazik, right? That's why you learn the Gemara. When you spit and it goes through the air and it's mazik, kaiche is a, Rashi seems to say it's Adam amazik. It's the av. That's the way the Rishash learns. That is the av. So if the Yeshua asks, if you're going to learn the Gemara that way, that when a person spits and it's mazik, that's the av, then Adam has no toldus. Comes out, there's no toldus for Adam. The Gemara only had Yashen and Kichavaniyah. Well, Yashen, Tosis told the Yashen, said it's really an av. And Kichai v'niyai, now you're learning, is also an av. So what's it told of Adam? What's it told of Adam? How do you answer that? Is there a logical way to answer? It's the Yeshua's cash. And because of that, Yeshua argues with the Rishash Taka. Yeshua is going to learn a different pshat in the Gemara. Again, the Rishash learned that pshat in Rashi is Kikichai v'niyai Kaichai hu is an av. Frak to pnei Yeshua, then what's it told him? How do you get out of the kasha? What's it told him? So what's it told him? That's what you could answer. So Yeshua says, I believe you don't have any toldus. Why am I Meshuvit? Why do I have to have toldus for everything? What? Avos b'chal dika toldus. So it has to be for every single one? Arba'ah was Nezikin. Each one's called an av. I say every single one has a toldus. Every single one has a toldus. What? It's not an av unless it has a toldos. It's true that things that don't have any toldos, why would I call it an av? But once all mazikim is others and toldos, there's that's a first across an av and everything else is toldos. So if Eish and Bar and Kerem and Shem V'Regel have toldos, maybe I'll call Adam an av also. You'll pull out of an av too. Just because it's Mefurish Bakra, anything before. I'm just thinking, does every one of the 39 Malachas Shabbos have a Tolda? I wonder. A Tzad. What's a Tolda of Tzad? Tzad is capturing an animal. It has a Tolda. What Tolda could be for Tzad? What? But that's the av, you're capturing it, no? Every av has to have a talma, maybe. I have to look in one of the svarim that have the lists, maybe it is. If Yeshua says that it has to have a talma, if Yeshua says it's called the arba of Nezikim, but it says they have talma. When the Gemara fears ice, you mean? When the Gemara at the end says, Ella told her the Mava Kamava. Yeah, you're right. Yes. It's good Ryan. So there has to be a Telda. So Adam has to have a Telda. We don't know any Teldas for Adam. According to Rishash, we don't know what the Teldas are. We don't know what the Teldas of Adam. Yashin ends up being an Av, like Tosis says. And Kichviniyai ends up being an Av, like Rashi says. Like Rashi seems to say. Unless Rashi tests the Sabbath. Rashi says, That's how the Rosh Hashanah learns Rashi. It's really to push the words of Rashi. Rashi says, Klei Chayhu. Hainu Adam Gufa. Sounds like it means the Av. What? Klei Chay is not Mefurish Bekra. How could it be an Av? So it seems that it's not different enough than Kiyake. So it's included. The Torah says Kiyake, somebody will hit. So that's what it sounds like. It sounds like. I agree with you, it's more noise than that this way, but. Maduri Basra. I'm supposed to say it. Maduri Basra also asks. Tikshi Larav, Dama Mabaze Adam. Ech Shaykh Loimer Alav Shuav, Mechlal Dika Tolda, Ha'in Tolda La Adam. Ha'in Tolda La Adam. It's a misprint here. If you look at it, it says the Shein Nikra Av. It doesn't mean Shein, it means Yashen. Yashen. The Yashen Nami Avu, Mashiru Taisvis, Vikichaniyai, Uadam Atzmai. The Yeshli Yashiv. The Yeshli Yashiv. It doesn't say what the Talmud says. Pnei Yeshua argues with the Rosh Hash. Pnei Yeshua learns because of this kasha that kichai v'ni, that kaychai is a tolda. That kaychai is not the av, that kaychai is a tolda. And the Gemara's kasha is kaychai hu, that it's a tolda, but it's kiyai tibahem. It's it has the same kiyai tibahem as the av. And he brings from the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud, says Mefurish, that, says Mefurish, that Kicha V'Niyai is a Tolda. So we know the Rambam holds that way for sure, and Rashi, seems to be like this, had to learn, but they learned that it's a Tolda. So Pnei Yeshua Nemzon, that Kicha is a Tolda, and the Rosh Hashanah is on that Kachay is Kegufay Mamish. There's a big Nafgamina, Yeshua says. Nafgamina will be Kachay of other Mazikim. Kachay of the other Mazikim. The other ones, if they're Mazik but Kachay, what would be the din? Now if you learn Kachay is kigufay mamish, like the Rosh Hash learns. When the Torah says kiyake ish, it includes kaychay, because kaychay is exactly the same thing as the person himself. Then the same thing is true for a shar, or a bar, or an ish. It's always going to be that kaychay is the same thing. What's the difference if the ish did it, or if the ish caused it to happen? Through kaychay, it wouldn't be any difference. But that's Pnei Yeshua, Lididi. That I hold that Kaychai is really a Tolda. It's not included in Kiyake. It's only this Rabbah from a Tolda. So it's a Pnei Yeshua, as you have to know, in each Mazik is Kaychai a Tolda. By Regel, we find Kaychai. What's the case of Kaychai? It's Tzreiris. We find Tzreiris. Okay, so Tzreiris is a Tolda. So Regel has a Tolda of Tzreiris. Does Shane have a Tolda of Tzreiris? We'll have to wait and see. Let's take Karen. Karen could also be Tzreiris. It could hit with its horn and something go flying out and be Mazel. Or Eish could have Tzreiris. Eish could have that. How could Eish have Tzreiris? The fire is burning. A spark flies out, or it sets off a firecracker maybe, it goes flying. Something goes flying because of the edge. Could Bar have Kaychai? I don't know if Bar could. We got a case of Bar having Kaychai. Bar and Miskalgel. That would get on that Vav to Bar and Miskalgel, we'll have to see. I don't think so. But Dr. Pei, sure, that'll be the Nafkamina. If you learn like the Rosh Hash, then Kaychai does his gufa. If you learn like the Pnei Yeshua, Kaychai is not included in gufa. Kresha is separate from Gufa. And where you find that this rabbi is a chazal, it is a tolda, it's a tolda. And where it's, so by Odom, it's a tolda. It's a tolda everywhere else. The name. The Kresha say Shiurim, later in the Masechta, in Simin Yud Aleph, Shir Yud Aleph, Oizvav, he takes this machlaikas through Shasha Pnei Yeshua a step further. He says, look, this is really, you say this like a shayla. Is kaychay the same as gufay? Or is it only a talda? He says there'll be a nafkamina l'chalat terakula. L'chalat terakula. Let's say Hilchus Shabbos. Is kaychay considered a maisa? A maisa malacha? Or only gufay? Let's say a person would spit, and with spitting he could turn on a machine. So, is that called malacha on Shabbos? Or not malacha on Shabbos. Like the Rishash, it's part of the Av, so it's certainly malacha. What about like Bnei Yeshua? It's not mamish gufa.
Yes.
But Kiyas Bem it still is. But it's a total. So he says, the Shiur says, it depends. Dinim which have told this, like Shabbos, Shabbos has a total. They have told this on Shabbos. So nafshi nami. If you spit on Shabbos and do malacha, that's all they say. Ki yaitu ben. Agamara like to play Yeshua. Agamara is saying spitting is a tolda. And when the Torah said ki yakeh, it doesn't include the av of a human being spitting, but it may look this rabba because it's similar out to tolda. So it's not for Shabbos, would be the same. It'll be a tolda. It'll be kaicha. However, he says there are other cases that don't have toldas. For example, the gozer is by a bechar. It's an issa to shear off the wool of a bechar. So the Gemara says in Bechairis that that's only aser the av malacha of gozer. If you're literally do gezeiza, let's say you do something which is not the av malacha, do gozer is, I don't know, maybe combing it, let some hairs come out. By gezeiza bechar, there's no tolda. What's the gather? What do you say there is? When do you say you don't? That's a separate discussion. But for sure, there are certain melaches ha-taira, there's certainly dine taira that don't have toldas. That there's no concept of toldas. Let's take Siva Sefer Taira. So listen to write a Sefer Taira. Why don't you write it through Kaychai? Would that be Yitzhak Siva Sefer Taira? How can you write it through Kaychai? You spit some ink on it, huh? Theoretically possible, huh? You press that you need, maybe an electric press could be kaicha. I don't know. If you mekayim a mitzvah through kaicha, the Kudshei Shulam is saying that if you hold it's all part of the Av, then kaicha could be kaicha. Our Gemara is saying a svara, remember? No rais. Gemara says, kicha b'niya, kaicha hu, the Rishash learns. It's a svara. Kaichai is gufa. If kaichai is gufa, then however you do it, it's all included, and that's true for all halachas. If kaichai is labka gufa, then for all halachas it depends. It's a tolda. Things that have toldas do have, and things that don't have don't have. So the Kuntra says Shurim takes the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says it's an afkamina for other mazikim. The Kuntra says Shiurim says in Afkamina filter Shabbos and by extension to all other Dinei HaTorah. Whether you say Kaicha is Kegufay Mamish, or you say Kaicha is not Mamish Kegufay. So I was trying to think, can you think of any place in Shulchan Aruch where there's Halacha L'Maisa, a case of Kaicha? We could be pushing this Machlaikis. I don't know. No, I don't think so. Even a cell phone, you say words, it does something. If you tell the animal, I don't think that's not kaychei the animal. I don't know. Ha'irei nefesh v'shoyge. That's what's worse in the title, though. Kaychei. I tell you what I was thinking. Some of you are learning Hilchos Shechita. In the beginning of Hilchos Shechita in Siman Gimel, There's a case where you shech the kaychas. You cause a wheel to spin and it has a knife on it, then it shech. Galgel. The fish can toss a chair. You shech and you attach a knife to a contraption and you shech the kaychai. You'll never get a hechsher on it, but it's kosher. It's a kosher shlita. That seems to be not like this whole kosher shum. There are no toldos. The whole idea of katoldos by shlita doesn't exist. Right? There's no avin tolda. And there, kaychai is kegufai, the way I remember it. What? Well, take off the shoe. But the terrace is spit, so it's not. It's not a question of whether we're marba spitting, because spitting is mefurish in the pasuk. The question is something where mefurish in the pasuk you do a nice. And I want to know if I do it through a tzrayus type of thing, through a kachet type of thing, whether it's good. Krishna says Shirim is saying that it's machlaikis, it's a shas machlaikis. Is kachet kegufay mamish or kachet not mamish kegufay? So from there it would seem to be something of a rabbi. Akapanim, so that's the second type of mazik of Adam. So we have Yashay, we have Kiche Viniya as it's flying, and then we have the third, the Gemara says, Ibasa Denayach, once the spit lands and it's mazik, Elam Abin Lishmuel, Hainu Bar, that's not Adam, that's Bar. I'll tell them how to come out. Now, if you spit on the ground and the person gets hurt, the Gemara says, "Bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel, hainu bar." The truth is, the Ikka Gemara is going like Rav. The Rav is the one who said, "Mav ezuadam." So the Gemara is definitely going like Rav. That how did the person get hurt on the spit? You spit on the ground. How did the person or the animal get hurt? How do you learn the Gemara? How does it hurt people? What? He slipped. And what happened when he slipped? He slipped and he fell and hurt himself. Okay. Now, if you had answered, he twisted his ankle, then I would have no problem. What hurt him? The spit hurt him. Of course, if the spit twists his foot, then they get hurt. But you didn't say that. He said he slipped and fell. Rashi seems to say that. Rashi says, Chuklut Adam Behem. Person slipped. It certainly sounds like it means that the person slipped and got hurt. The problem is, the Rishashi asks, and the truth is, the Shita Mukubet says, brings the same kasha on Rashi. What's the kasha? If the person slipped on the spit and fell on the ground and got hurt, what should be the din? Karkoilam is ikasai. And he should be potter. We just learned the other day that if a person slips and he hurts himself on the ground, that's not bar. The slipping is bar, but the hurting himself is karkoilam. So if he twisted his ankle, that's bar. If he banged himself on the ground, that's karkoilam is ikasai. And your potter, in the way we understood, your potter bein l'rav bein l'shmuel. That's what said in Shulchan Aruch. And Tosis here says the l'rav. Certainly l'rav. This Gemara is the l'rav. Certainly we say karka alam is ikasai. So kumtais is very shver. What's going on here? What's going on with this Gemara that what's going on with this Gemara that the Gemara is saying that. That's not the Gemara, it's Rashi. The Rashi is saying, Huchuk Bahem, which is Mashmi, slipped and fell, but slipping and falling, Karko Elum was Mazikim. So you should be Potter. Huh? You fell on the Kicha Viniya. I said, Chayre, that would be a way out. Clearly, that would be a way out, because Tosfos later, Chafes Amid Beis, said when a person slips in water,
karka shamayim nishpachin aleha is dami lekarka habar. Oh, but Taisus only said it like Shmuel. Taisus said that if there's water on the ground and a person falls and bangs himself on the water at that spot where the water is, but that's like the karka habar, and yichayiv. But Taisus said that like Shmuel, who holds yichayiv hachabata. Rav holds have only yichayiv hachavloi. So even if a person hurts himself on the ground under the water, he's still part of the Rav. And this Gemara is not like Rav. Rav is the one who says Mav Hazuadam. So Ibazai, the Kasha is a Shvera Kasha. How could you have a case where the person got hurt and it's oh, no, no. So this Rav Moshe has his tshuva in Chayshim Mishpat Simin Tzadik Ches. The tshuva is written to answer this Kasha. And I'll tell you Rav Moshe's teretz. It's a big chiddush. And I'll try to say it in a way that makes it as little a chiddush as possible. So Rav Moshe really says more than I'm saying. Rav Moshe says the following yisoid. Yisoid is very logical. Rav Moshe says, what would be the din? Let's say there's a bar. And I go, and I take your glass, I walk over to the bar, and I throw it into the bar in a place. What mazik is that? What mazik is that? Huh? You'll understand. What mazik is that? Huh? You'll understand. That's Adam. If a person throws something into a bar, that's not bar mazik. That's Adam mazik. Right? That's the Adam doing a hazard. The same thing is true. If I take your object and I throw it into a fire, that's not Eish. The one who lit the fire is not Chai. It's Adam HaMazik. If I throw something into a fire, that's Adam HaMazik. Such Rav Moshe. Therefore, if there's a bar in the street and I push someone into a bar, that's Adam HaMazik. Or if my Shar pushes someone into the bar, which is an hour later, that's Shar HaMazik. Whichever, it's Karen or Raven. But it's Shar HaMazik. Bar is only if a person's walking and he falls into the bar. If the person gets pushed into the bar, it's the pusher that's the mazik. Zavdra from Aisha, if kichai v'niyai are adam mazik, like the Gemara held, then when someone slips on the kichai v'niyai and falls into karka aylam, you know I am chayiv? Because my kichai v'niyai caused the person, pushed the person. If kichai v'niyai is adam mazik, then my kichai v'niyai pushed the person and caused him to get hurt. So who cares if he gets hurt in the karka aylam? Just like if I take your thing and throw it against the karka aylam, I'm chayiv. If my kichai v'niyai caused you to slip and fall on karka aylam, so certainly according to the Havamina, that's gufa adam. Certainly, that's going to be Adam HaMazik. There's no teretz of Karka Olam is Yikasa. There's no teretz that the Karka Olam has been hazard. And according to the Maskava, that it's Bar, that it's direct. There's no teretz of Karka Olam. My Kichai V'niya and my Bar pushed you into the Karka Olam because you're going to get hurt. When a person slips or an animal slips, that slipping, that movement that the slipping does, is the Maisa of the Kichai V'niya. And whatever the kichai v'niyai is, if it's spit, it causes damage. That's a good kasha. First, I'll tell you what Rav Moshe says. This is Rav Moshe's chiddush to explain the Rishash. And therefore, he's mechadish that if your kichai v'niyai causes someone to slip, that's not karka olam. Like you throw something against Karkalim, so you didn't throw it. You kicha media, I threw it. And therefore, it's chayiv. This is what? Hainu bar. So the maskana that it's bar, it means my bar pushed someone against the ground. The spit, which is my bar, now it's not going to be Adam, the maskana. But my shar pushes someone down, I'm chayiv for Karkalim. So my bar pushes someone down, I'm also chayiv for Karkalim.
The problem with this is that if my briefcase pushes someone down, we learned the other day that it's not kakos. It is kakos, it's not chayim. The problem, the thing that I don't understand with Igros Moshe is how does that stem with the halacha? By Amnes Akinan Masai, can you think of a difference between someone who trips over a briefcase or someone who slips in the spit? What? Everybody really can't. Because every bar, when Moshe is masber, it's really a grama. I'm walking. And when you walk and you don't expect a hole in the ground, so the shah is walking, it doesn't expect a hole to fall. There was nothing that toppled it. It toppled itself. When there's something in the way, you fall over it.
Same thing.
I don't mean the point isn't expected. The point is, when you're holding the ground, it's a drama. I have nothing to stand on, that's why the person fell. If it's a briefcase in the street, it's more than a drama. The briefcase did it, it wasn't just going.
I mean,
I would argue the point if I thought this tilak was endless. It's a problem anyway. It's not going to help me. I'm just saying it's more shred from bar. It's not maybe plus shred, but it's full shred. So I don't know. It's interesting. Rav Leibel is holding by this sugya. So we were talking about this, about the Igros Moshe. He told me, rather, that in the summer, in the bungalow camp, in camp where he was, or it seems a camp, said someone left the board out, someone tripped over it and fell. And everyone was telling the person to sue, and the person said, I'm not going to sue, I'm suing you. So the person who fell made up with the store owner, in front of a store, in the store, that will just reimburse him his out-of-pocket expenses, and he's not going to sue him, and that's it. So he came over, he's learning to sue me, he says it's a mistake. He said, like we said, that if you trip over something, you fall on Kaka Island, the guy doesn't have to reimburse him his expenses, which is true. So I asked him, did you see the Igros Moshe? He said, yes. I asked him, the Igros Moshe seems to say the Pakeret. So he said he understood, the Igros Moshe is, it's the same Geteret to answer Rashi. He's explaining Rashi. Could be Rashi, Yavishara Rashi. So could be Rashi doesn't hold like Tosfos. Could be Rashi, oh, Moshe is not passing a halacha. It's not a halacha he's coming to say. And he mentioned to me there are other Rishonim that argue with Tosfos. There's a Ravid that argues with Tosfos. A Ravid in the Shulchan Aruch that argues. There are those who argue and hold that if you're full on Kaka Olam, you're chayim. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's not bought. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass them like Tosfos. Like I said the other day, if a person falls on Kaka Olam, he is he's a Ptur. You're caught. But at least to understand the Igros Moshe, that's why he understood that Moshe means doesn't mean la'alacha. He needs to answer a Shvei Rashi, he'll not say Rashi this way. And not only did that, we can learn Kicha in the eye, is that he sprained his ankle, whatever the case may be. And anyway, the Gemara ends up that Telda de Mava is Kimava. Chikamra Papa told the Eish, so we covered all the others, except for Eish. Now we covered Karen, Shane, Regel, Bar, and Adam. And so what we're left with, Mitzvah for next week, is the magic of Eish, which will continue on Monday.